Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. 4 weeks from tonight, high school football openers, and WRMJ will be down in Fulton County at Farmington as the Farmers play host to the Mercer County Golden Eagles. We're joined by Farmington head coach Toby Vallis. They had a great year last year, perfect during the regular season, finished 11-1. Lost in the quarterfinals to a former Aledo guy in Coley Welter. But Coach Toby Vallis, you had a really good year with the Farmers in 2016. What about the carryover in 2017?
Yeah, I think that's part of the challenge is you want the kids to have confidence, but they've got to realize they're not the ones that did that. You know, I mean, they had a part in it, but that's that senior group's, that's their class. So what's this group of seniors going to do and this group of juniors? So totally different team.
Yeah, how many kids do you have back from that squad last year?
We got all but two on offense, but, you know, obviously the quarterback and receiver were very good, the two that are off. And then we lose five off the defense, but a lot of guys with a lot of playing time back.
Well, and that's the thing then, you know, the expectations have to be pretty lofty then heading into the 2017. What have you thought, at least from the summer stuff with the Farmers?
You know, we don't do a whole bunch of summer stuff. We don't start anything till the week after the 4th of July week. So we've only done 3 weeks of stuff, but pretty good. Guys are, you know, 7-on-7s. They've played with some confidence and some things like that. Infusing the new people is definitely different. And you know, we were pretty quarterback-driven last year. So, you know, putting a new quarterback in and figuring out who's going to be that quarterback has definitely been different for us. So.
Well, and I know your numbers have been pretty good. You've had the luxury really the past couple of years of having both quantity and quality, which is a rarity now in high school football, small school football, where, you know, there's quality on a lot of these rosters, but quantity has become an issue where you're seeing a lot of these freshmen through senior rosters, you know, 40, maybe approaching 50. Now, you've had some pretty good numbers the past couple of years. How's that playing out heading into 2017?
Well, when I started here my first year, I think we had 42. And, in fact, Farmington only had 54 football walkers, if that tells you anything. So, but we have 78 out this year. So we've got quite a few numbers as far as that goes. But I think the biggest thing for us is everybody plays everything at Farmington. I mean, the basketball coach talked Eric Higgs into playing football for me. That doesn't happen a lot of places, you know. And if I went through the school, freshmen through seniors right now, I think there's only one kid that I've tried to get to play that's not playing football. So I think that's where that quantity comes from. You know, there's no kid going, man, he's just playing baseball, or he's just a basketball kid. Our kids are doing all of them. So,
holy smokes, I 78. Coach, that's unheard of. They must like you down there.
they like football anyway. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's
full basketball rosters. We got full baseball, full track. I mean, kids do a lot of stuff here.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear. And I see your enrollment classification wise is 413. Now you've been, you know, 3A the past couple of years. You know, it looks like. And I know talking to Coach Hofer here at you know, Mercer County is basically. You know, their message is you just have to believe you're going to be 3A now because that's what's happened. So you have to prepare like you're a 3A program. I mean, is that kind of how you look at it heading into the season, even though it looks like you're going to be a bubble team?
You know, our kids, I don't know, our school is a little bit different. You would, during the football season, if you walked the halls of our school, I don't think you'd even know football was a big thing. That stuff kind of comes at practice. I mean, our kids are – they're big into academics and that stuff. It's you know, it's weird for me because if you know me very well, I obviously care about the kids' academics, but I probably wasn't the greatest student myself, you know. I don't think they think a whole bunch about that. I think their mind's at other places. And I just tell our kids, we just got to take care of the first game. You know, we take care of the first game, and then we'll move on from there. So, I mean, I think the parents think about it, and, of course, I think about it once in a while of what it'll be, but I think last year was huge, proving that in 3A we can do okay as long as we take care of business.
And really, I don't know, when you look back to the 2016 season, how big was week one for you in kind of setting the tone? You beat the Golden Eagles at Pratt Memorial Field, so why don't you tell us how important that was for you, you know, to get off to the good start last year and give us kind of a prelude to the rematch here in 2017, which will be 4 weeks from tonight.
I think I think it was huge in the law, as far as from a mental concept, because we went there the year before, and, you know, we got up, I don't remember what it was, we got up like 14 or 16 to nothing, and then came back and lost 20 to 16 or 20 to 14, whatever. And I think we left there. I told our kid in the end zone, I said, this can either make us or break us, because, you know, this is the team we felt like we should have beat, and we had on the ropes, and we let them get away. And then we came there the next year, and I felt like those, you saw those first 3 minutes, we made about every mistake you can. We turned it over on special teams twice in the first 3 or 4 minutes, gave up an early touchdown. And I think we were just trying to do stuff so right that we couldn't do anything right. And I think to get over that hump and come back out of there with a win was huge for us. To beat a team that, you know, all these guys knew when they were freshmen, as we went up there in the quarterfinals my first year as D coordinator here, and we got beat 41 to nothing or something like that. And that was a generous 41-0 by the Aledo people, because they could have beat us much worse. And I think to get over that hump, it just showed some resilience.
So looking ahead to the rematch here in 2017, I mean, this is kind of a big game, I think, for the Golden Eagles right off the bat, too, to kind of set the tone for the 2017 season. So I know a lot of, you know, people in the LTC and the Prairie Land going to be focused on this game. So what about looking forward to week one?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great game. I think we both have a very good idea of what we're going to do to each other. I mean, I think that's the idea. So I think I've got an idea what they're going to try to do, and I'm sure they have an idea what we're going to do. So, but I think it's big for both teams. I think you both want to get the win, but, you know, for our kids, it's, like I said, you can have these high expectations, but if you come out of week one 0-1, you know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We'll still be all right, back on track. So.
All right, well, so it's a new season for Coach Toby Vallis down at Farmington, and he has a new baby. I think he told me off the air Monday, his third child. So congratulations, Coach. Another young one there, I think 3 kids now, and 9 and under. So you have your hands full with the kids and the farmers as well. So 4 weeks from tonight, the Coach will see you down in Fulton County. Have a good rest of the summer.
You too. Thank you.
Toby Vallis, the head coach of the Farmington Farmers, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.